After 6 days of deliberations, a federal jury has found 21-year-old Robel Filippos, friend of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev, did indeed lie to agents investigating the attack. The jury found him guilty of both charges. Filippos now faces up to 16 years in prison. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz was out of the office on her way to give a speech when the verdict finally came in. Jurors found Robel Filippos guilty on both counts of lying to federal investigators. Ortiz rushed back to the federal courthouse in Boston.
Mr. Filippos made a choice. He chose to lie to law enforcement. And with the verdict today, the jury got it exactly right.
But as day six of deliberations began, it looked increasingly likely the jury was deadlocked. The five men and seven women had discussed and debated the evidence and testimony going on 35 hours. That's longer than jurors took in the trial of Whitey Bulger, and he faced 33 criminal counts. Filippos' defense attorney, Dereji Demasi, had hoped some jurors would hold out.
By the length of deliberation, you can guess that there were people who were divided and could be a verdict of compromise in the end.
Filippos' attorneys tried an unusual defense, claiming their client smoked so much marijuana he couldn't recall going with two friends to Tsarnaev's dorm room at UMass Dartmouth hours after photos of the bombing suspects were released. The two friends were both convicted of taking Tsarnaev's laptop and backpack containing empty fireworks and throwing the backpack in a dumpster. One of them testified against Filippos in exchange for consideration of his prison sentence. Testifying for the defense was a surprise witness, former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. Dukakis, a longtime friend of the family, testified he spoke to Filippos after the FBI interrogated him and told jurors Robel Filippos sounded confused. But the jury didn't seem to buy the marijuana defense and agreed with prosecutors who say Filippos' lies materially affected the FBI's terrorism investigation. Kieran Ramsey is acting special agent in charge of the Boston FBI.
Mr. Filippos' false statements and irresponsible actions seriously impeded the law enforcement terrorism investigation that was going on at that time and our ability to swiftly catch those responsible.
The jury's conclusion that Filippos' lies affected the bombing probe could add as much as 6 years to his sentence. In all, he could spend as long as 16 years in prison. But jurors didn't totally agree with federal prosecutors. They decided only 5 of 9 statements Filippos made to the FBI were lies. Defense attorney Susan Church is already planning an appeal.
When you add in the fact that the jury found him not guilty of anything to do with the fireworks, anything to do with the backpack, and anything to do with any conversation about the destruction or the disposal of the backpack, we believe there is a strong issue on appeal.
Robel Filippos is scheduled to be sentenced at the end of January. Jahar Tsarnaev's trial is set to start earlier that month. Defense attorneys say their client has not been asked to testify in that case. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.